Hi, this is Patrick Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Patrick Rodriguez Show. This is the place to learn pragmatic tools and methods for healing your own inner child. My question for you today is, have you ever been curious about the subject of past lives and how those lives may be affecting your well-being in this life? Today, we'll be talking about how the theory of healing the emotional energy from past lives might also be able to have an effect in this life. We'll be discussing the ways in which people are using to heal past lives and how you can do this for yourself without having to go through a formal hypnosis process. So let's start off with the theory of past lives. In many religions and life philosophies around the world, the idea of having multiple lifetimes is an accepted standard belief. In summary, the belief that we come from one source of creation, the soul. The soul then goes through different lifetimes of birth, life experiences, and then death. After death, we are then reborn into a new body, and the cycle starts all over again. Each lifetime brings new learning and experiences. Some of the experiences are joyful, and we want more similar experiences in each subsequent lifetime. Some experiences are traumatic, and we carry that emotional energy of trauma into each subsequent lifetime until it is healed. Now, let's talk about the theory of past life healing as it relates to our subject of healing the inner child. My experience in working with clients to help resolve emotional issues is that I prefer to work with the inner child as a metaphor to their path of understanding and releasing old hurts. When I ask someone to imagine their 5-year-old self standing in front of her mother, I don't expect that person to see with their physical eyes. I also don't expect the person to remember the event in exact detail. I know that there is a huge difference between remembering an event that took place last week from an imagined event from several decades in the past. And this forms the basis of how I approach past life healing. I already know that most of us can't remember the details from our young childhood. So why should we believe that we can even begin to remember anything from a supposed past life? However, my personal belief is that if there is some trauma that occurred in a past life and it is affecting us in the current life, then it stands to reason that something in this current life triggered or reawakened the old hurts. In other words, in most cases, by resolving the emotional wounds in this current life, we can negate the past life hurts from having an effect in this life. But I also know that this is not always the case. So how do we heal past lives? Let's talk about the most common method that people choose to heal past life, and that is through hypnosis. The process of using hypnosis to release feelings and emotions from past life is called past life regression, or PLR. When using past life regression, the hypnotist will help the client into a relaxed state of mind called hypnosis, or the hypnotic trance state. The client is then guided to recall a lifetime in the past where the problem originated. I was trained in this method and found it to be useful. However, I've also found that many people get caught up with asking themselves if they're really remembering a past life or just imagining the past life. As a result, the benefits of the process can often become diluted. This isn't true for everyone, but it happens enough to make me feel that the process just isn't for everyone. Another popular form of healing past lives is by engaging in rituals. One method that some healers advise is to write a letter to your past self, and then burning the letter to release the energy. I've seen this process to also be cathartic, but then again, it can often become diluted because it requires a belief in past lives in order to be effective. In my own work of helping to facilitate healing in other people, I found a method of healing past life energies that has been refined over the years and has been very effective in my work. And that is healing past lives through storytelling. One of the most interesting client interactions that I've ever had happened about 2 decades ago. I was contacted by a Catholic nun. She had found my website that I had at the time and asked me if I'd work with her. I was pretty shocked at the idea of a Catholic nun reaching out to me, because this website was focused on parapsychology and healing energies. In other words, not exactly in alignment with traditional Catholic beliefs and values. When I asked her why she had reached out to me, she replied that she felt that I could help her. She had spoken to her parish priest prior to contacting me, and he told her as long as I didn't try to change her beliefs, that it would be okay for her to work with me. I was both honored and surprised by the opportunity. While working with her, I got a strong sense that the problem that she was facing originated from a lifetime prior to the one that she was in now. Normally, I would have suggested a past life regression session, but I knew that this was not an acceptable path for her beliefs. I knew that it was important to work within her belief system. This is when I came up with the idea of working with past lives through storytelling. I don't remember all the details from the session that happened so long ago, but I do remember the freedom that she felt when the session was over. It became one of the most beautiful past life healing experiences that I facilitated. And best of all, the method of storytelling became my standard method that I use today for healing emotional blocks, originating from what I perceive to be past lives. Some people have a sense that a problem or an issue feels like it doesn't really belong to them. Some people have vivid imaginations that feel like memories from a life that is not their own. And some people have recurring thoughts and dreams of being someone else. These are just some of the clues that a problem may not have originated in this current lifetime. I feel that journaling is an excellent way to start examining just about any problem or issue that you're facing. By giving yourself permission to write anything and any feeling that comes up, you may find that answers start appearing on the paper in front of you. Working with a trained hypnotist or hypnotherapist can also be a good way to explore the subject of past lives. You might even be fortunate enough to be able to fully experience a life that was once lived. Many people, including myself, have had remarkable experiences like this. Sometimes we all need a little extra help. Another person can often see in you what you've been hesitant to see in yourself. Sometimes just one insight can be enough to help you move forward towards the life that you desire. So now let me ask you, are you ready to begin releasing old hurts and issues that have been holding you back in your life? Are you ready to move beyond past hurts in order to have a life that you desire? I believe that there are times when having another person to help guide you can really be a transformative experience. This is the reason that I encourage everyone to reach out for help when it comes to resolving issues that are difficult or seemingly impossible to work through on your own. And if you like to work with me, I'm here to help. I offer both one-on-one private sessions as well as group healing sessions. You can reach out to me through my website, patrickrodriguez.com, and set up a time for us to work together, or sign up for my newsletter so you'll know when new podcasts are released. I hope this has been helpful and insightful. This has been Patrick Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.